Well, coming up very soon on Saturday, July 11th, is the 144th edition of the Old Soldiers Reunion in Griswold, the Griswold American Legion Post, number 508, along with a lot of great sponsors, helping to put on another great show for folks here in the area. I actually have a few events going on July 10th to kind of get the weekend started as well. So it's a Friday-Saturday kind of thing, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning with Bill Backus, who's with us here this morning. Bill, thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is a big event every year. The Legion Post number 508 working hard to put this together. There's a lot of history behind the Soldiers' Reunion, you would expect, with 144 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So as we, you know, celebrate the 144th year, you know, this year, and we also tie in the celebration of, you know, America 250 here as well. So it's a big year. We've been putting a lot of work on this. You know, we start pretty much as soon as we get done. You know, with it, you know, here in July, we'll start planning for next year. It'll be the 145th, right? We'll start planning for that thing pretty much right away. So it's been a lot of fun, you know, working with a lot of people. But, you know, as you think about it and you go back to the tradition of the Griswold Old Soldiers Reunion, it started in 1882. You know, a Civil War veteran, former POW, you know, John R. Schofield, he invited his fellow veterans basically from Civil War for a two-day gathering in his farm. They're just northwest of Griswold. So, you know, that's kind of where it really started. And, you know, originally it was the Grand Army of the Republic, so the GAR veterans is kind of where it started. And then obviously with different wars and the passage of time, you know, it's basically grown to include all veterans of all wars. And, we really tie all that in here with everything that we do. So really from Griswold Post 508, you know, we just want to say thank you to everybody who comes and enjoys it with us, and all the sponsors that we have, they're all listed on the flyer there. You know, we got a lot of great people that have been working with us, and it continues to grow, you know, each and every year. So we kind of have it focused at the city park, but, you know, from the Legion perspective, we've kind of expanded it a little bit over to community building to kind of tie in the local area and do some other things and kind of, you know, make more room for all the events that we've got going on.
Yeah, you know, a lot of these types of events can be just essentially town festivals. Let's have fun. Let's do this. But you kind of touched on that. You really do make an effort to make this a bit of an educational experience for folks, too, to remember the past and honor those who were appropriately honored here during the course of this reunion.
Yeah, so Friday night, you know, or Friday, we'll kind of kick things off. You know, we've got the tractor ride there during the day, and then and really it's 6 o'clock there at the American Legion Park, which is just really the Griswold there just off of Main Street. That's where we're going to do our quote-unquote opening ceremonies, if you will. So we've got a program plan that the Legion Post will put on and kind of do the formal thing of, you know, present the colors and, you know, invocation and taps and all that good stuff, but also just kind of talk through kind of what really America 250 and also what Old Soldiers Reunion really has been, you know, over the course of 144 years. And then, honestly, honor all veterans. So if you're a veteran of any war, we'd encourage you to come join us. We'll be honoring you and your families during that time and kind of kick the festivities off there on Friday.
Yeah, some nice opportunities on Friday, and I mentioned that too, but there's also a little bit on Sunday, but Saturday is kind of the big day where lots goes on, and boy, you really have a day full of stuff, and it really appeals to just about anyone.
Absolutely. You know, with kicking off there, you know, the fire station with their pancake breakfast they've done each and every year, it's just a great event. A lot of people get together there, and, you know, they do a great job with the pancakes and sausage and just have a good time, and, you know, all the tractor shows and you know, golf tournament out there at the club, and, you know, you put all that stuff together with just a ton of things that are going on, food trucks at the park, you know, and all the fire trucks and the rides and all the stuff you do. The Link Auxiliary is going to do some bingo there at the community building, and I've got the Iowa Army National Guard. I'm a retired 24-year veteran here as well, and keep my ties to the Iowa Guard and everything that they do. So I've got a lot of people coming from that to help support. So they're going to be bringing a lot of nice equipment to show off, you know, and they'll also have the rock wall, you know, there for kids to climb on. They're planning on bringing a little obstacle course too, so hopefully that all works out. So there's always something to hiccup that shows up, something breaks or something before you get there, if that's the plan, right? So hopefully everything lines up with that. You know, Legion, you know, we'll have our beer garden there, which ties in the community building, and we'll have a, you know, band there basically all afternoon. I also coordinate the show and shine. So anything on wheels is what we say. So bring it on down. Enter it into the show and shine. We'll have some nice awards that we'll give out for typically a first, second, third there. Just kind of a show and shine. So no classes or anything, you know, fancy like that. Just really having fun. Just kind of showing off your ride and whatever you got. And, you know, we've had a lot of unique things. Also had the guard last year actually entered one of their trucks, you know, in there and opened the hood up. So a lot of people enjoyed that just to get inside and crawl around with that. You know, we are planning on having Nick Turner with his Sikorsky UH-34D helicopter flying in. The plan is to land that just north of the fire station there in that grassy area, so that people will be able to see that land and come in and go visit with him. Weather permitting, hopefully everything aligns for that, and then he's going to do a flyover once right before the parade, you know, as we get to that point. But really a couple things that we want to look at too, you know, really around the Queen contest. So every year we've been doing this, we've had a Queen contest, but something new this year that's not on the flyer, but just came in here. So and I'll just kind of read this because I'll make sure I get it right. So the Lakin Foundation Child Development Center will be announcing the first annual Little Miss and Mister at the Queen contest. The contest is open to children currently enrolled at the daycare center. Age categories are baby royalty division, 6 weeks to 23 months, little royalty division, 2 to 5 years, and the junior royalty division, 6 to 12 years. So during that time, also have the Optimist Club from Griswold present some awards. We're going to have the quilt raffle from the auxiliary. Legion Post, we actually have two very, very, very unique rifles that we've been selling tickets for. I think there's a few left, so reach out to one of us, see if you can still get a ticket and for that drawing. But engraved Legion, just beautiful, beautiful rifles that we have that will be with our raffle there. And again, you know, the reunion Queen and Princess will be announced at the end of that. So following that Abraham Lincoln impersonator, that's going to be kind of fun, right? Community building right after the Queen contest. We'll roll right into that. So that'd be something neat that's new this year. And we got, of course, the Cass County Cattlemen be doing a great job grilling us up some steaks and some burgers and things like that they do there. And then the big parade. So come on down for that at 6 p.m. You'll see my smiling face running around trying to line the parade up and trying to get everybody and all the, you know, herding cats and get the ducks in a row and all the stuff you got to do to get that done. And then, you know, East of Omaha is going to finish her off with a little free event there at the East of Omaha with some, and then the fireworks kind of close out that day. So just a really, really jam-packed event with a lot of fun and a lot of, you know, people get back together, you know, just to enjoy it. You know, obviously, a lot of people have, you know, morphed it, if you will, into class reunions and getting a lot of people back together, just family getting together. And then, you know, really at the Legion, we just have a lot of veterans get back together and we talk a lot and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what the whole point is. That was the point from the very first one.
Exactly. That's what we're trying to keep it going. So that's the whole point. So we figured it out. It's like, keep that baby going. So
yeah, you bet. Well, in the military road march, do you still get good participation for that? Because it's almost like a secondary parade.
It's kind of like a secondary parade, yeah. So Landon, our commander, he'd be doing this interview here today, but he's actually out at some event where he's got the poor cell service here today. So he tapped me and said, hey, can you do this? I was like, yeah, no problem. We'll take care of it here today. But he leads that and basically gets a pretty good participation. And it's not anything crazy. It's, you know, they come in, they march and bring the flag in, you know, through that, and then they turn around and march right back through the parade. So it's been a really good event. He continues to get good participation. So, you know, as we all get older, I think we all get a little slower, right? So, and you get a few people saying, yeah, I'm not as young as I once was. So they bow out of that. We're continuing to get new participants in that and continue to have a good time there.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Bill. I'm as fast as I ever was.
Amen. I understand that.
I was never fast, so it all evens out. Very good. Well, and you talk about a lot of these different events and stuff, and it's really nice because it's not just events. There are plenty of things to do during the day and what have you, but it's all sprinkled in with events honoring those that served, and that's what's important too, is to make sure we keep the focus on that and don't just make it a big picnic type thing. But you also have lots of good foods. You've got kids' activities and stuff throughout the day. I mean, this is truly a family event.
Absolutely, Jim. As you look at that with the stuff that goes on in the park, you know, there's all kinds of things going on there as well. But lots of food, a lot of food vendors. You know, the carnival games, you know, junior class is doing that. Basically, you've got, you know, the Civil War reenactors are coming in as well. So that's a neat thing that happens at the park. And just a lot of food trucks and all the stuff that goes on there. There's, And I'm sure there's more things that will be going on that just didn't make the flyer, because the flyer continues to get fuller and fuller. And, you know, I worked with Donna there at the Griswold American at the newspaper, and she continues to say, man, this thing is getting so big. How do I get it all on one piece of paper? There's just lots of things that are going on. And so, you know, this year we changed the layout of that to try and squeeze it onto one piece of paper and continue to redesign it, because we've got so many activities and just lots of fun for a lot of people and you know, family and of all ages. You know, if you like pickleball, you know, they're doing that there in the morning. They're 9 to 12. They're at the school area, so show up to that and have some fun in the morning and, you know, just move on over and continue to make your way around the area and find your passion and enjoy the day.
You bet. Yeah, I did notice the flyer, the print on the flyer is getting a little smaller every year. It's a good thing.
Well, it could be getting, that we're getting a little older too, Jeff.
That's part of it too. There's no doubt about that. Well, and then we don't want to skip over Sunday too. A few things, there's church in the park on Sunday, and then also a kids fishing derby on Sunday too. So, yeah, a lot of things to enjoy during the course of the weekend, July 10th, 11th, and 12th in Griswold for the 144th Old Soldiers Reunion, also celebrating America's 250th. Birthday. It's good to be proud, isn't it?
Good to be proud, yeah. It's good to be proud. So anything we can do, especially from the Legion perspective, you know, Legion's been doing a lot of work across the nation, you know, honoring America 250 here. You know, this is really our event to help do that, and that's kind of what we call our beer garden and everything else we got going on, the America 250 block party, right? So that's kind of what we're tying that into. So all the stuff around that, you know, it's more than just one block, right? It's going to be pretty much the whole town. We'll have just a good time and get together and just celebrating the veterans, celebrating community, celebrating, you know, our great nation.
Yep, you bet. Well, hope folks take the time to come out. If you didn't get enough partying over the 4th of July holiday weekend, just wait a few days, and we got more coming up for you here this weekend, July 10th, 11th, and 12th in Griswold. And Bill, thanks so much to you and all the folks with the Griswold American Legion Post number 508 and all your good supporters for making all this fun stuff happen, and appreciate your time this morning.
Absolutely, Jim. Thanks again for having me, and hope to see you there.